another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I'm Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And you know that I am broadcasting live today with just a little touch of Southern flavor from hot, hot Atlanta, Georgia. And you know, I would like to take this opportunity to welcome all of my listeners from all over the world, 7 continents, 121 countries. And as I say every Sunday, I know that if you're listening to this show today, that the Spirit of God has attracted you here today, and you will find answers to many of your life's issues and problems and concerns. Well, I am doing really great here in Atlanta. It is a hot, hot day. It's been a hot week. I think that it's almost been 95 to 100 degrees in some places. You know, my mentor from Africa arrived yesterday, and we think it's hot in Africa. So when I picked him up at the airport, he said, "Constance, it's really hot here. I didn't realize how hot it was here." So we're just very grateful and excited about all the great things that are going on here in Atlanta. Well, how are you doing? I pray that you are doing fine. I just want to thank you once again for all of those wonderful emails. I just love hearing from you from all over the world. Just this week, I got an email from a lady in South Africa. Yes, that's right, all the way from South Africa. And she just wanted to let me know how much this show was really radically changing her life. And that's what I am all about. Well, are you ready for today's show? How many of you have been thinking about, well, I don't know if this law of attraction thing works. I've read the books. I've listened to The Secret. I've read Abraham Hicks and Esther Hicks. And Constance, things are just not happening for me. I'm still believing for money. I think I'm working the law of attraction. I have a vision board. Well, today we're going to be talking about, does the law of attraction really work? I know that it does, so I want you to stay tuned, and I'll be right back with my very special guest, Mr. Rashid Edwards.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadioNetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadioNetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Hello, this is Constance Arnold, your success coach. Do you feel stuck? Are you ready for change in the areas of business, relationships, or career? Then contact me today for your complimentary coaching session. We will partner together to develop individualized strategies and projects that will move you towards the life of your dreams. So email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Or visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and discover and take advantage of the diverse coaching packages that I have designed just with you in mind.
Ah, looking out on that tropical night, having a romantic conversation with your possible soulmate, or hitting one of the 7 nightclubs on the ship to dance the night away, then sitting back and listening to fantastic workshops that help you to nurture that relationship into something you've never experienced before. You may think it's just a dream, but it can be a reality on our Spiritual Singles Cruise, October 27th to October 31st. We made a last-minute cabin buy so that we could extend the original group rates, which still start off at $599. So don't delay. Sign up now and start manifesting the love you have been waiting for. go to loaradionetwork.com.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for listening to those great commercials. And I want you to take advantage of my coaching opportunities. You know, the Spirit of God really led me to really discount to you as my gift to you so that you could begin to pay-as-you-go coach with me. So many people say, Constance, I really want to coach with you, but I can't afford it. And that's why I've recently brought on some of my testimonials to really just share with you how people's lives are really changing through coaching. If you want something different, what? You have to do something different this year. What are you doing differently? So go to my website, FulfillingYourPurpose.com, or email me at Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com. Take a look at all of my products, and you know that I have designed them just with you in mind. Well, are you ready? You know that every week I endeavor to bring to you top experts who can really begin to help you change your thinking, change your being, change your way of doing things, and today is no exception. My very special guest today is Mr. Rashid Edwards. Rashid is a life, spiritual, and mind coach with certifications in NLP, hypnotherapy, and EFT. And he's just a great guy. He's currently in the process of writing a new book, and he is an expert in the law of attraction. He's been on my show before, and I know that he's going to be a real blessing to you tonight. Rashid Edwards, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you, Constance. It's a pleasure and an honor to be back on your show again.
Well, good. So what have you been up to, Rashid, since the last time you've been on my show?
I've been working. I've been, you know, hard at my craft.
Okay.
And it's been a blessing. Really enjoying life, though.
Well, that's important, isn't it, to really enjoy life. And so your craft is that you're a hypnotherapist and you're a coach. Explain to our listeners, because you know a lot of people, Rashid, are really afraid of that word. What is a hypnotherapist?
A hypnotherapist is someone basically who works as a liaison to help influence your subconscious thinking. I guess that's from a high level. But what a hypnotherapist does is basically lead you through a trance session in which goes into rapport with you and your thinking and helps you kind of uncover some of the hidden mysteries in the recesses of your mind and, you know, helps you to get past some of your challenges. And that's really a big part of what I do. I deal in the area of transformation. I help people move beyond their stuck points because I've got a lot of history of being stuck. So
That makes two of us, Rashid. I think I have a degree in being stuck.
I may have a doctor. So. Yes, that's my that's the area of particular influence I like working in is transformation, helping people move beyond their stuck point.
Well, it comes through loud and clear, and that's why I've had you back again, Rashid, and you are currently writing a new book, which we're going to talk about later, around the law of attraction. But today, we're going to be talking about, does the law of attraction really work? You know, the masses are saying, Rashid, I read the book, I read The Secret, I've looked at the DVD 20 times, and still I don't have any money, or still my soulmate has not manifested. So today you're going to break it down to us in very elementary terms. Exactly what is the law of attraction, what does it look like, what some of the formulas are, what some of the components are of the law of attraction, how we can get results, and then how can we use a goal setting utilizing the law of attraction. So let's get started. What is the law of attraction, Rashid?
Well, I'm excited to dig in. So what is the law of attraction? The law of attraction is one of the universal laws that basically states that like attracts like. And the way it relates to us is by way of our thinking. When we think our thoughts, what happens is through the law of attraction, those thoughts go out into the universe or into the ether, into the world, and they go out and by way of this type of kind of like boomerang effect, if, you know, remember the boomerang from childhood where you throw it and it's supposed to go out and come back. Well, that's what our thoughts do. We project our thoughts out into the universe and they go out and they attract like kind and quality thoughts and bring them back. And so that is what kicks off the law of attraction. And that is it from a basic level.
And so it begins with our thoughts. And so for my listeners all over the world tonight, that means that they would need to begin to monitor or to think about what they've been thinking about or to really begin to recognize or become cognizant about what they're thinking about. Because a lot of people say, Rashid, I've been thinking positive or I've been thinking abundance, but I'm still broke.
Right. And a lot of people will. Now, you know, what's interesting is that a lot of people, they say, how can the law of attraction say that like attracts like, when I've already learned that opposites attract? And so one of the things I wanted to clarify was that we're not talking about polarity. In polarity, we speak of how opposites attract. But the science of polarity is different from the law of attraction. The law of attraction is a universal law. And again, it states that like thoughts attract like kind and bring them back. Now, in regards to, you know, people saying that they've, you know, read the book or seen the movie or listened to the audio of The Secret and they've been having thoughts of abundance and yet they still don't have what they desire. We got a couple things we want to impress upon people. First of all, this is a process. You know, from birth to death, we go through cycles of growth. You know, there's such thing as the law of gestation. And all that means is that everything has a season. So in acknowledgement of that, we have to realize that even though we apply ourselves to bringing about things that we like to manifest in our lives, it's still a process. And you know, just as everything has a season, you have a season in which you have to plant your seed and nurture that seed, weed it, continue to nourish it with water and sunlight, and then you have a time in which you harvest your crop. So with the law of attraction, there's a lot that you'll do on the front end that you'll see over a period of time that you'll get incremental results, but it's not an overnight type process or a one hit quit type deal. It's you have to apply yourself, and this work in the law of attraction, one of the benefits associated with it is that you become more engaged in living life. And I think that's the most important part of this, is that you have to engage. This isn't a process of steps where this isn't like mixing a batter for some cookies where you put in these ingredients and you get the result of the cookies. No, this is your life. And so in order for you to get the end result of your desires, you not only have to do these steps or this a particular process, but you have to be actively engaged and involved in this process. And as you engage and involve, you begin to enjoy life in a different way. Life begins to become more enjoyable. You know, you have a different love for life, and that's the essence of why we've been put here. It's not for us to be working, you know, 8 to 10 hours in a box or in an office somewhere or doing just a bunch of different activities that don't have anything to do with our purpose and our desires. That's not why we're here. We're here to enjoy life. And the more we engage in it, as the master teachers say, you know, you will have it and have it more abundantly. So that's kind of where we want to go with that.
Okay, then. So you're beginning with our thoughts. What about energy? Help us to understand what energy is and how does energy impact what we manifest in our lives.
Okay. In short, everything at its core is comprised of energy. That is, there is nothing in existence that is not energy. Now, in grade school, we learned that the smallest unit of matter was an atom. And when we begin to break down the atom, we found that it had even smaller components. And when we broke down those smaller components with, you know, the sophisticated microscopes, what we saw was that those smaller components seemed to be composed of primarily empty space. There wasn't a lot there. But now what science is actually revealing to us is that the smallest unit of matter is energy. The lowest common denominator, the smallest part of everything that exists is energy. That's it. It's energy. And so what that means is that we, human beings, listeners, we are energy. And if we're energy, then we need to kind of get an understanding of some of the qualities of energy. One of the main qualities of energy is that energy has a rate of vibration, or what they call a frequency. That means that it is in some type of perpetual motion. It's doing something. And that means subsequently then that we as individuals, because we're comprised of energy, and that means that we have a rate of vibration. And if we just stop right there, that should give us some perspective on the law of attraction.
Right.
Because the law of attraction is all about, you know, sending something out and receiving it back. It's all about the energy that you project and what you receive back according to your energy. So it would be almost impossible to say that the law of attraction doesn't work, because even when you're not actively engaged in it, it's working behind the scenes.
Right. So, Rashid, so if every thought has energy and then every thought creates a vibration or a frequency, so if a person is like, I hate my job, that's an energy, isn't it? And they're creating a frequency. And if they keep saying and feeling, I hate my job, they're going to get more what? Hating their job.
That's exactly it. You know, I had a very interesting conversation last night with a friend, and I was talking about one of the stories in my book. At one time, I worked with this person who was just a very apathetic person. You know, for anything that you could say, this particular individual could have a rebuttal for it about how it was bad or wasn't good or wouldn't work over a period of time or whatever. And the interesting thing about it is that, you know, there are a lot of people who are that way. They're professional debunkers. You know, they can undo anything and show the other side or the negative characteristics of anything. And one of the things that we have to become really cognizant of is that, you know, God already told us that there's nothing new under the sun. So everything that exists exists in one form or another, and it's here. Now, you can condition yourself to see all of the bad, and that's fine, because you have something in your brain called a reticular activating system. And without being too deep into it, all it is it's a filtration system, because we get so much information coming in at one time, we can't handle it all every moment. So we have to have a filtration system that takes in the information and stores some and brings some to our awareness. So your mind has an automatic filter. So if you begin the service of causing your mind to filter for all of the bad things, that's exactly what you'll get. Now, you compound that with the law of attraction, you're already giving your mind a set of instructions to look for something, and then the law of attraction is telling you, you keep thinking this, this is what we're going out and getting, bringing back to you. So, in essence, this person is doing himself or had been doing himself a great disservice by being the professional undoer or debunker of all philosophies.
Right. Because it sounds like the law of attraction is always working. You're either attracting good or you're attracting bad into your life. So if you're thinking I'm broke and you continually think that and you consistently think that, then that's what will come into your life.
Absolutely. There was, let's see, I think it was Earl Nightingale back with his LP, The Strangest Secret. He made the statement that you become what you think of most of the time.
Wow.
Become what you think about most of the time. And that was what he called the strangest secret that most people didn't get. And so for the listeners who say, you know, I've applied it, I've done everything that they said, blah, 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 I can relate to that. But what I can also say is that, you know, we really have to pay attention to the things that we're thinking about most of the time. Because on the one hand, in one particular moment, you could say that you're thinking about abundance or love and happiness and all of these different things. But pay attention to the background thoughts that are running. I call it the background music of your mind. Pay attention to those thoughts. And you'll see that when you're not feeling good, most of the time your thoughts in the background are an exact match of things that make you not feel well.
So, Rashid, let's talk about feeling, because it's thinking and then it's energy. So what role does feeling, because I heard Jack Canfield say that most people think that it's just the thinking, but it is the feeling or the passion behind the thought. Because if I'm angry, I'm not just going to say I'm angry. It's going to be a feeling behind that anger. Or if I say I'm in love, I'm just not going to say I'm in love. It's going to be a feeling behind that love. So explain how feelings impact the law of attraction.
Well, feelings fuel it, absolutely. Feelings are, they're like a barometer for where you are in terms of your ability to attract things. Because what happens is when you think a particular thought, it sets a tone or gives a mood to how you feel. For instance, it's uncanny, but I'm a very contemplative person, if you will. And I spend quite a bit of time in meditation and just paying attention to what's going on with myself. And at one point in my life, I was a singer.
I didn't know you were a celebrity, Rashid.
Well, I can't say I was a local celebrity, if you will. But I was in a group, and I sang. But I guess what makes this relevant is that when I have particular moods, and I pay attention to how I'm feeling, I actually, personally, I have a song playing in my head that when I have particular feelings. Like, if I say, I may say something that I feel a certain way, and subconsciously in the back of my mind, there may be a song with those words in it. It's uncanny, but undoubtedly, your thoughts give you a particular mood, and that mood sets a tone of the energy of the vibration you're transmitting. So it's your thoughts, but your thoughts give you the feeling. Every thought is attached to some type of feeling. So whatever that feeling is, though you may not necessarily be able to understand what that thought carries with it, you can check yourself just by taking a moment and asking yourself, how do you feel?
Right.
You may, for instance, give yourself a scale of, say, 1 to 10 or 0 to 5 or what have you, and say, you know, just give yourself, you know, the top being I feel ecstatic, and the bottom, you know, being I feel in the dumps. And just allow your mind to throw out a number to calibrate where you feel. And, you know, you could have a midpoint, but that tells you, okay, if this is where you feel right now, then this gives you some idea of what type of feeling is carried with those thoughts.
Right. And, you know, Rashid, I think the interesting thing that we really want to get across to the listeners tonight is that they cannot create something new in an old vibration. So if they're in the vibration or the energy of I don't have enough, I don't have enough, I don't have enough, I don't have enough, they cannot create abundance in that vibration or that energy. Is that correct?
You're absolutely right. In fact, I use the analogy of the battery because a battery is stored energy. And so your thoughts are stored within your energetic makeup.
Wow.
And these are the things that you're vibrating. These are the signals that you're sending out. So if the energy that you've stored over a period of time is, I don't believe I can do this, or better yet, most people don't realize that they say they want a mate, and yet in their mind all they're saying is, I don't have one. Why don't I have one? What's wrong with me? What is causing me not to have one? And all you're doing is reinforcing that you don't have a mate. So on the one hand, you're saying, I'm thinking positive thoughts. I feel positive. I desire a mate. Why don't I have one? Well, why don't I have one is a prevalent thought. And remember, you become what you think about most of the time.
Right.
So if you're continuing to pay attention to and give your attention to the fact that you don't have a mate, and you're actually not really thinking the thoughts that you need to be able to bring that about in your experience.
And, you know, somebody said, Rashid, whatever you give your attention to dominates your vibration, and over time, whatever you pay enough attention to will become reality in your life. So that's a great example of that. So that particular person should not be thinking about, I don't have a mate, I'm looking for a mate, when am I going to meet somebody? But they should be in the frequency and the vibration of what? I have it now?
They should be in the vibration of what they enjoy about having a mate, or what they would like to enjoy about having a mate. Giving attention to the things that they desire, you know, they could sit down and write down, okay, what benefits would I get out of having a mate? They could write that on paper, write down all the benefits they could, you know, derive from having a mate. And those could be the things that they focus on, the benefits.
That's good. That's really great. And so for money, because, you know, money is a big issue with people. And so once again, they would be in the nowness of, how would they do that, Rashid?
With money, and that's a heavy one. Well, actually,
why is money so heavy, and why do you think that there's such a struggle using the law of attraction for people to attract abundance into their lives when we know it is the will of God for us to be abundant? What do you think it is, Rashid?
It's multiple things, but I can tell you from personal experience, you know, like I said, I got a PhD in the School of Hard Knocks from being stuck. And I know that I was in certain organizations that held a philosophy, and I remember this, remember hearing it so often, that I know I attracted people who believe the exact same thing. But there's this concept that money is evil. And there are a lot of things that people say about money that vilify it.
Right.
There's one statement I remember hearing over and over. A camel would pass through the eye of a needle before a rich man entered the kingdom of heaven. Okay? The misquote that money is the root of all evil. And I say the misquote, because the actual quote isn't that money is the root of all evil, but it's saying the love of money.
Right.
And basically, that would paraphrase into serving money above God. above the Creator. That is the root of evil. Not money, but its effect on you. So these different things that have been handed down, these are almost, to some degree, like cultural mores.
Right, and are they in our DNA? They're almost in our DNA. You know, when you hear them again and again and again when it comes to money. And so when we begin to believe for money or use the law of attraction or believe that God wants us to be wealthy, we've just heard over and over and over again, you can't have that, or you never have that. Nobody, you don't know anybody who's got wealth. You don't have a college degree. You know, those kinds of things just come up over and over again in our minds.
Right, and those are beliefs that have been handed down. And beliefs, again, are very important, because beliefs become part of your thought pool. They direct your thought pool, because beliefs are part of your filtration system. So when you have certain beliefs, it puts you within a certain box of thoughts or a certain potentiality for thoughts. When you believe a certain way, then you're going to have a certain range of thoughts. So if you believe in lack and strife and hard times and all of that stuff, then it's not likely that you have a thought pool of wealth, abundance, happiness, progressive mind thoughts. Your thoughts are going to be, you know, along the lines of things that are downtrodden and just not, you know, beneficial. And so you can at some point read something and say, okay, I can be rich, but you don't believe it because your belief pool is full of all of those thoughts that are about lacking poverty and so forth. So
Right. Again,
beliefs, the way beliefs work, beliefs kind of govern what's possible for you. Beliefs are like the parameters or the boundary lines for what's possible for you. So when your beliefs are open-ended and just broad and expansive, then more is possible for you. But when your beliefs are limiting and shut, then you're boxed in and less is possible for you. And because of your beliefs, you will see or you will have a blind spot for certain things.
You know, that is so true. I know in my own life personally, I remember, Rashid, the first time, you know, I've been poor and struggling, you know, many years, 20 years back, and just did not know how. But the first time I made $100,000, my belief changed. I'm like, okay then. But I had to progressively get to that. I started with 30, 40, 60, 80. And then when I got 100,000, my belief changed. Okay, if I could get 100,000, you know, 200,000. So what you're saying is true. My beliefs in the past, the money had always been there. The abundance was always available. But it was my belief that really limited me. Now I can believe for a million. Now I had to progressively work up to that. That's the process I want to share with my listeners. And it was so true. God had that money available for me all of the time, but I just had to change my core beliefs and my faith and my thinking around money, and that's when money began to appear in my life.
And that's the interesting thing about the law of attraction, is that when you open up to the possibility of things and you really engage in this whole process, and your beliefs really do change, you start to see things that have been there all along.
Right.
So because you weren't ready for that, you didn't have a belief set for that, you didn't see them, but they've been there. And that's why, you know, a lot of the coaches and teachers, they'll tell you that abundance is there. It's everywhere. We come from a creator that created everything that exists. So there is no lack. The universe is ever expanding. We're finding more and more of things. So there is no lack. It's our perspective, our beliefs. What are you believing that is keeping you locked out from your abundance?
And you know, Rashid, I'm thinking of you right now with your new book, and you know, your belief should be, this is a New York Times bestseller.
Oh, you know, you actually, I'm going to tell you, I heard Les Brown say one time, he said that even when you can't believe yourself, believe in the belief that someone else has in you. And you inspired me when I was last on the show.
I did.
You told me that I would be a New York Times bestseller.
I did not remember that. Well, you know something, sometimes my gift of prophecy comes through, and I tell people, you better remember what I said, because many times I will not. I did not remember that, but the principle here is Rashid could limit himself to, oh, I'm just going to write a book and put it on Amazon, or he could begin to think and feel and know and change his belief around that and believe, okay, this is going to be a New York Times bestseller. I did not know that I said that to you. That is so interesting. And while we're on that, while we're in that, let's move right into that whole formula that you've been talking about, asking, believing, and receiving, which is what you're doing with your new book that's coming out this year. How can our listeners begin to ask, believe, and receive?
Right. In the movie, The Secret, a lot of people tell me that they pull from that movie this process of asking, believing, and receiving, and that they felt that they had been doing these things, and yet they weren't getting the results that they thought they would get.
So, Rashid, let me ask you this. Are we always asking with our thoughts? Are we asking all day long when we're thinking and feeling something? Is that a form of asking?
Yes, that is. That is a form of asking. And if we just go back to that guideline, because, again, it's about your vibration, you know, your vibrational offering, what you are broadcasting to the universe by way of your energy, because all energy has a frequency, and that frequency is constantly being transmitted. It's constantly being sent out by way of your thoughts. So what you're thinking about all day long becomes a signal that you're sending out. So a lot of people are saying that they feel that they're doing it, and yet they're not getting the results. And what it's a reflection of is that their predominant vibration,
right,
their predominant thoughts are not what they speak of. Because if they were, they'd be actually in reception of what they desire. So we have to pay attention to those thoughts that we're doing. But even to add on to that, I've had people say, hey, you know what, I just don't believe that you can just sit around and think about something and you get it. And I would say to that, you know what, you're right. You don't just think, you have to take action. And that was something that may have not been gleaned by many of the readers or watchers of the teachers,
right,
is that they miss that action component. But when you go into the lives of the teachers of The Secret, you'll see that all of these people were men and women of action. They were actively engaged in doing something. So your thoughts and your feelings are very important, but action is equally as important.
Well, you know, I tell people that I coach, begin to move in the direction of what you desire. You may not know specifically, but if you want to go north, begin moving toward north. If you want to lose weight, begin moving toward that. It may just mean start reading a Weight Watchers book. Just begin movement toward that. What did you share with your listen? What did you share with your coaching clients about movement or action, Rashid?
Well, I make a very simple analogy, because I'm also a basketball coach, a youth basketball coach. I share with them a very simple statement that I make to my players, and it's as simple as, you know, this. You will miss 100% of the shots that you don't take.
Mm.
You got to be in the game. You got to be playing. You have to shoot in order to score. It's that simple. You have to shoot in order to score. So you can't be a spectator in life, sitting back, you know, just thinking and expecting that you'll get results from just thinking. Thinking molds the quality of what you'll receive back by way of your thoughts. But when you begin to take action on those things that those thoughts that are being brought back to you, when you begin to take action, then your experience and your world begins to change. You start to, now you begin to notice that, wow, I'm getting a lot of thoughts about this thing that I'm focusing on. And then it goes from a lot of thoughts to, wow, I'm starting to have a lot of conversation, or I'm starting to notice a lot of people talking about this concept that I'm focused on, or I'm seeing it in magazines and books everywhere now, or I'm hearing it on the radio or on TV. It starts to show up more and more. And then from there, you begin to come into contact with resources relative to this thing that you're focusing on. And so the more you take action, inspired action, or sometimes even if you're not quite sure, like you said, just actions in that direction, another step will unfold. And that's how it goes. And it's a process. This isn't overnight. You know, you've been holding on to a particular quality of thoughts for years. And so you don't just change that overnight. But if you repeatedly take in an influx, excuse me, of information relative to a particular thing you want to focus on and bring into your existence, if you take in an influx of information relative to that, you stay focused on that, you continually think these thoughts and broadcast these thoughts or visions or ideas of how you will benefit and interact with this concept, and you stay locked onto that, your vibration will eventually change and you will begin to emit this signal more and more often. And again, you know, you become what you think about most of the time.
Wow.
You will begin to attract that and see it and experience it.
You know, that's so good, Rashid, because that's really how you get results. I just had something major happen in my life. I had a big manifestation that I'm going to share with my listeners as soon as everything is complete. But I've been thinking and directing my thoughts toward that particular manifestation for years. And not only thinking, but feeling and preparing and getting ready and just moving in that direction. And I think what you said is so key, that it is a process and it is incremental, so that when success comes, that you prepared yourself and you will be able to bear the weight of success, and you will be able to enjoy the process instead of feeling overwhelmed with it. So if the listeners right now kind of like, I'm bored, Rashid and Constance, I'm bored, and everything is kind of routine, and all I do is go to work and go home, well, prepare yourself. Get ready. Do what you can do. Move in a direction so that when manifestation comes, then and you have to be ready for it. That's why you have people who, Rashid, who win the lottery and then what, 5 years later they're broke. Why? Because they were not ready for it. That's why you have professional players just become wealthy and they were not really ready for fame and wealth. So if you're kind of bored right now, you should say, thank you, God, because this is your opportunity to get prepared for your big manifestation that God is going to bring into your life.
Absolutely. I heard Dennis Kimbrough once say, be ready so that when opportunity comes, you don't have to get ready.
Wow, that is so good. That is so good. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Rashid Edwards, and we're talking about why the law of attraction does work. So, Rashid, what do you think are some of the missing ingredients, or what do you think the missing secrets are with the law of attraction?
One of the what I would consider to be missing ingredients is that a lot of people approach it with this idea, this mindset that if they kind of mechanically do this system, that it will happen for them. And, you know, at the core of what this is all about is your experience in this life, in what God has given you. And so it's really what we're here for is, you know, as a master teacher said, is to have life and have it more abundantly. And so it's the same thing that a mother would do. If a mother wanted to be a good mother, she would dig in and she would be about the business of being a good mother, living the life of a good mother, doing the things of a good mother, and actively being involved in that idea. It's not this detached mechanical concept of if I put, you know, milk with flour and whip the batter, I'll get something by way of dough or what have you, or I'll get cookies. No, it's not that. It's I do the process, but I'm also involved and engaged in my moment-to-moment experience. You have to really be dialed in. You have to be listening to the creator speaking to you or interacting with you. You have to really be tuned into what's happening with you from moment to moment, because you have to be aware. When you dig into this and you start to really live life, then you begin to notice, wow, there's so many things for me to really be grateful for. Then life begins to change for you. Things begin to taste differently and better. You see things through a new set of eyes. The world is different for you because now you're an active participant in your life. You're not just following rules that someone gave you. You are someone who is now moving towards being at cause versus continually being at effect of what's going on in your life.
Well, that is so profound. That is so profound, Rashid. And so while all of our listeners are going through the formulas, they should be enjoying the process and realize that God or Spirit is involved in this whole process. And it should be a time and a place of joy as they're moving toward their manifestation. And they should really be like living in the now. Is that what you're saying? The nowness of wherever they are as they're moving forward.
Absolutely. That is so vitally important. And then another aspect is that you have to take action. You have to take some form of action. It's, you know, it's not, again, it's not a spectator sport. You have to do something. So if you desire to have a better job or a business, you can't just think about having a business. You have to take action. Like you said, one of the best things to do is learn as much as you can. That's taking action.
Right.
Learn as much as you can about starting a business. And then begin to move on some of the ideas that you're learning about. Set yourself some goals and do certain things that give you some momentum. I have, in my new book, The Secret Commitment, the chapters are divided into two portions. The first portion is the developmental portion, and the second portion is the momentum portion. And so as you're developing the mentality of a goal achiever and a successful person, then you move into what gives you momentum, the action portion, action strategies. And so you have to do that. That's what makes you be able to manifest those things that you desire. That's what makes you actually become more actively engaged and living life more abundantly.
You know, that's so good, Rashid. Somebody said that everything works through a seed. You have to plant the seed of momentum or the seed of movement. And just in my own life personally, there were many years where I did not know what to do. And I would just, you know, like you said, I would just start listening to podcasts or listening to CDs or DVDs, just preparing myself. And sometimes I tell my listeners, they may say, well, I can't afford coaching, but can you afford a $1.99 affirmation CD? You know, something very small that would just begin to move you toward, prepare you for the manifestation that God has for you. So that's really great. Talk a little bit about clarity. How important is it to be clear about what we desire using the law of attraction?
Wow, I'm going to wrap that into something that I wanted to share that just came to my mind, actually. A couple of years ago, I had kind of had this notion that I wanted to do something with the youth. And in all actuality, as it related to youth, I was very unclear about that. See, having clear vision, and in my book, I talk about vision and having clarity of vision. You have to be able to see clearly what result you are looking to produce so that you get congruent results back. If you're not clear on what it is that you desire, then your results are going to be unclear, and you're never really going to know where you're going because you don't really know where you are. You know, you're not clear. That's how, kind of like how goal setting works. So what was happening with me was I was unclear for a while. I wasn't totally dialed into what I wanted to do with youth. I just knew that I wanted to do something. And I had been coaching for years in youth athletics, and I was like, I really want to take this to another level because there's more. You know, I saw that I was doing a good job in my youth athletic coaching, so now I wanted to be able to help them in another way. And I came up with a program, and it was like I met someone who was interested in the program and possibly getting it worked through something, and that didn't materialize. And I had put a lot of time and energy into it. I was like, well, maybe I'll table this, and I'll get back to it. Interesting thing was that I hadn't been paying attention to my results. Over the last couple of years, I've met countless numbers of people who have been in a position that they needed someone to help with youth.
Wow.
And here recently, I had the occasion to, I actually took someone up on an offer that they were saying, man, you know, we're going into the CRCT, and we really need someone because these kids are wigging out. You know, they are really troubled with testing. And here it is, I've already developed a test-taking anxiety course for the youth. So my contact said, well, you know, you can come in and work with my class. It'll be maybe 20, no more than 30 students. And by the time the day had come and I got to the school, it ended up being the majority of that eighth grade student body.
Wow.
And I ended up being in the auditorium with about 200 plus eighth grade students, you know, fulfilling my program with the test taking anxiety.
But you were prepared.
Yeah.
You were prepared because you had really gotten clarity on what you wanted. And as you were talking about that, God just revealed something to me about what I did, I guess, 20 years ago when nobody even knew who I was, Rashid. I knew that I was called to speak and to train. And so what I did was I devised 5 different workshops that somebody was going to pay me for one day. And I didn't know how, and I just completed it, and they were like modules, training modules. And for years, nobody contacted me, but I was prepared, and I was ready and moving in the direction for which I knew God had called me. And what happened was I got a phone call, and they needed a workshop, and one out of the 5 was one that they needed. And so for my listeners, what Rashid and I are saying is that, you know, in your downtime, or if this is a slow time for you, or if you've lost your job, or if you're not working, or if you feel like you're in the in-between seasons in your life, this is a time for you to become prepared, and your preparation is really a form of action.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And another Dr. Kimbrough quote. I love Dr. Kimbrough. He's very powerful.
I'll have to introduce you to him.
But what another of his quotes in one of his books is, luck is where success meets opportunity. Luck is where preparation meets opportunity.
Mm.
So if you want to be lucky, you need to be prepared. Because when the opportunity comes, it doesn't matter how many people say you were lucky. You know you prepared.
Right. And Rashid, when you say that once you get prepared, it's like God just brings all of these opportunities to you, and people start noticing you, and maybe once you're prepared, you may be on the internet and you just happen nothing just happens to run across an article or a website that could utilize your services, because you've begun to move in the direction, you begin to move toward the end result, and you're clear about what you want, and so it begins to come to you.
Yes, it's like a kind of like a synergy. Things just begin to come together. You know, it seems like happenstance. It seems like, you know, it's kind of magical. And I think that was kind of like the mood that the secret kind of gave, is that this stuff is kind of magical. But you can have this type of experience, these types of experiences happening in your life. Particularly, I think one of the first books I may have read or come across when I started in my path was Synchro Destiny by Deepak Chopra. And he made a very interesting statement in the beginning, which was that according to the culture of India and those who ascended towards enlightenment, it said that you will know that you're moving towards enlightenment when two things happen. One, when you stop stressing and worrying, and then secondly, when you start experiencing more synchronicities.
Wow.
And it's kind of the same with the law of attraction. First of all, you have to release worry in order to be on a vibration to attract anything. But then when you begin to do that, you do start experiencing these magical things that you may call coincidences. You know, and I want to share another experience.
Right, really quickly.
Okay.
Because I want people to make sure they get all the information about how to contact you. I'm going to encourage all of you all to really contact Rashid for speaking. And so I can't believe that our hour is gone already, Rashid. And so
share your experience
quickly.
Well, when I first came into coaching, I just had a very deep experience by way of synchronicity, and I had been asking and inquiring about what my purpose was, and when I learned that it was coaching, one of the very first experiences I had, or synchronicities I had, was that I was at a place where probably in an area of about 900 neatly stacked magazines, one particular magazine was not properly laid on within the middle of a pile of magazines. And before I went to seat it neatly, I looked at the tab on the magazine, and it was actually concerning coaching.
Wow.
And what I had been asking about. And so some things are very magical or, you know, just mystical in that way, and that can be your experience.
Absolutely. Well, you know, speaking of coaching, how can people contact you about you are a great coach? I'm going to really recommend all of you men out there. Sometimes I think it takes a man to tell another man, to coach another man. I'm going to highly recommend Rashid Edwards. If you need a great speaker, this is your man. If you have a conference coming up or a convention, you need to contact him. So, Rashid, how can people contact you? What is your website and what is your email address?
Okay, my website is www.mentalinfinity.com, and you can learn more about the programs that I have by way of coaching and speaking. And my email address is simply coach@mentalinfinity.com.
And also, they can go on your website and sign up for your subscription, and then that will allow them an opportunity to find out when your New York Times bestseller comes out before
yes,
the end
ma'am.
Of the year. I want an autographed copy, Rashid.
I most certainly will. Yes, my new book will be out by the end of the summer. The Secret Commitment.
Wow.
If you go to my website and sign up for my subscription, what I'll do is I will keep you abreast of when the book comes out, and I'll make available for you discounted copies. So if you would go to my website, sign up on the subscription page, and I will keep you aware and make you aware of when the new book comes out, because I deal with all of these concepts that we're talking about in more detail in the book.
Rashid Edwards, you've been a blessing tonight, and I just want to thank you so much for being on the show. And once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show, saying to you that the best is yet to come. And guess what? God loves you. Make it a winning week.
Thank you so much, Constance. It's been my honor and pleasure to be back.
You're welcome.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.